Leo Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange walked free on Wednesday from a court on the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Saipan after pleading guilty to violating U.S. espionage law. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
On Wednesday, Chief U.S. District Judge Ramona V. Manglona accepted his guilty plea and released him due to time already served in a British jail. One of Assange's lawyers, Barry Pollock, spoke after the hearing.
We firmly believe that Mr. Assange never should have been charged under the Espionage Act. It is appropriate for the judge, as she did today, to determine that no additional incarceration of Mr. Assange would be fair.
Assange had spent over 5 years in one of Britain's toughest prisons, battling extradition to the U.S., and prior to that, 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London as he fought sex crimes accusations in Sweden.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. The streets of Nairobi are quiet Wednesday after the past week of protests against the Kenyan government's planned tax hike. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kenyans woke up to the acrid smell of tear gas still lingering in the capital a day after protesters stormed Parliament amid violent demonstrations over a controversial tax plan during which at least six people had been killed. As Wednesday began, there were no reports of violence. Police and soldiers patrolled the streets as city workers began cleaning up debris. Parliament, the City Hall and the Supreme Court were cordoned off with crime scene tape. Kenya has been rocked by massive protests for over a week in opposition to the proposed finance bill that would impose new taxes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin declined to comment on talks over a possible prisoner swap deal with the United States involving detained reporter Evan Gershkovich, whose trial on espionage charges he rejects began on Wednesday. This is VOA News. United States Homeland Security says border arrests have fallen more than 40% since President Joe Biden's halt to asylum processing. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Under a proclamation that took effect June 5th, asylum processing is suspended when daily arrests are below 2,500. Anyone who requests asylum is still screened by a U.S. asylum officer, but the screening is at a higher standard than normally used. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is expected to visit Tucson, Arizona today, the busiest corridor for illegal crossings during much of the last year. Donna Warder, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is getting tough on officials he suspects are shirking their duties in the war with Russia now that it is in its third year. Zelensky said he was, quote, surprised to learn that some relevant officials have not been here for 6 months or more, end quote. Zelensky discussed the drinking water supply, social issues, evacuation, and the rebuilding of local homes with local officials Wednesday. Peru will stop listing individuals who identify as transgender, among others, as suffering from mental disorders, the country's health ministry announced on Tuesday, following a backlash to the move that critics derided as unnecessary and discriminatory. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
Opponents of the law argued the change was unnecessary, since existing rules already allowed for universal access to mental health services. Peru's health ministry said Tuesday it will no longer refer to the individuals as suffering from any disorder, but instead will use the term gender discordance for purposes of mental and behavioral health classifications eligible for care.
Reuters' Gabe Singer. The first contingent of a Kenyan-led peacekeeping force arrived in Haiti on Tuesday, even as Kenyan police were opening fire on demonstrators in Nairobi. Reuters' Fiona Jones has more.
Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille promised that, little by little, control of the country would be regained.
The state will regain power and reaffirm its authority so all Haitians can live peacefully in this country.
Kenya's National Security Advisor Monica Juma said the force would prioritize protecting civilians, opening up routes for movement of people, goods and humanitarian aid, and protecting state institutions.
People of Haiti deserve peace, deserve security, deserve sustainable development.
Gang wars in Haiti have now displaced 500,000 people.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. Judges at the International Criminal Court on Wednesday convicted a Malian Islamist of war crimes and crimes against humanity for being a central figure in the Islamic police. I'm Christina Menenti.